Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I saw my baby walking with another man today. Well, I saw my baby walking with another man today.
Welcome back. 7 till. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Our website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you go there and use it to your advantage. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. And you can read, you can listen, you can ask questions. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Take the poll question. We ask a different question every week right there on the homepage. Want to know what you think. Richard Hooker is our guest. He's the author of Shoestring Venture, the Startup Bible. I encourage you to go there and check it out and find it wherever books are sold. Also, shoestringventure.com, right, Richard?
Yes, indeed.
And we're talking about what he and others call the post-employment economy. And, you know, Richard, one of the things that I started talking about way back in 97, I started talking about this. I started talking about the entrepreneurial organization that would need to be made up of entrepreneurial employees. You know, an entrepreneur, Richard, is somebody who is willing to risk their own capital in a business venture.
Yes.
An entrepreneurial employee is someone who wants to take risks. They just want to do it with your capital.
That's right.
And so everybody in the 21st century going forward in this post-employment economy, we're going to need employees. People are going to have jobs, but they're going to have to think more like an entrepreneur rather than just somebody who's showing up taking a paycheck. I mean, and even more so than just having a good attitude, they're going to have to take some ownership of what they do for that company, aren't they?
Yeah, well, what a post-employment economy means for entrepreneurs and small business owners is you can't hire people the way you hired people before, which are functional hires. Functional hires are pure, I need this amount of work done, here's a job description. You come in, I'll give you a wage, you'll do this work for me. Every employee you bring on is an inertial drag on the business. It keeps that business from responding to the marketplace in a very flexible. And the larger organizations get, the more inertial they get until they start hiring inertial managers who are very good at doing what the company currently does. But they're never good at doing what the marketplace needs or what's needed in the future.
Mm-hmm.
That employers need to start, in a post-employment world, employers need to start employing or bringing on employees who think about the company's profits, who are themselves profit centers rather than functions. Yes, they're willing to take risks, but the other thing that an entrepreneur brings to the market, which is not just the capital, is ideas, is that an entrepreneur goes out there and realizes the full market value of an idea. Now, if you bring on a functional employee and that employee has ideas, that employee should go out and market their own ideas. Why should they give it to you? You need to structure your employment in such a way that your employees aren't just simply taking risks. They are bringing the ideas that allow you to be flexible in the marketplace, and they're bringing the willingness to change their skills.
Mm-hmm.
That an entrepreneur has to change and learn on a constant basis. All an employee has to know is what you told them they needed to know. Everything else is going to be overtime.
Right.
So this kind of in a post-employment world, one of the reasons why employment is going down is because people are taking the drag employees, the ones who put an inertial drag on the system, and outsourcing it or offshoring it. So rather than hiring a bunch of call center employees, they say, why don't we just pay this guy a contract?
Mm-hmm.
And if we don't like it or if the market changes, we can dump them like that.
Right.
Rather than the difficulty in dumping an employee. I do a lot of consulting and we do operations manuals. And one of the things I almost always say to a business owner in doing their operating manual, doing employees manuals, is you can't fire somebody in California unless they volunteer.
Mm-hmm.
To be fired. So that's another reason why there's a drag, why unemployment is remaining very stubborn, because it is extremely risky to bring on an employee because they're very hard to get rid of.
Well, and this is the problem that America needs to learn from Europe. You know, in Europe, all but maybe one or two countries, you can't fire an employee. You literally can't fire them. You can in Denmark, but in Germany you can't. And you know, in America, you know, and we don't need to. We don't need to, and it doesn't need to be that way in America. I mean, companies have to be able to make changes. Anyway, we're gonna keep talking about this this post-employment economy with Richard Hooker as we move forward in the months ahead. He'll continue to have some good insights and some good ideas for us. Richard, thanks again for being here. Good job today.
Hey, it was a pleasure. Thank you.
Richard Hooker, folks, his website is shoestringventure.com, and that's also the title of his book. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingham, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection. I'll see you tomorrow.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.